The Connecticut political world is a confusing place. Dan Lavallo is here to guide you through the ins and outs. CT on the Hill, presented by Valerie E. Thomas and Associates. Building and preserving a lasting financial foundation. Only on the Talk of Connecticut.
I am on a high this morning, and I haven't taken one puff of a weed. Welcome to CT on the Hill. 888-574-2723 is our telephone number. Well, I mean, you can be on a high without using substances to get there. You can be upbeat. Well, I'm upbeat anyway. That's me. I'm generally an upbeat person, but we want to hear from you on this marijuana issue. 888-574-2723 is our telephone number, and that has been the topic of discussion today on Brad and Dan. And we want your input. Should marijuana be legalized here in Connecticut? Because there is a big public hearing today at the state legislature. Several bills have been introduced in the legislature. They seem to be emanating from New Haven. I don't know if there's this connection between New Haven and legalized pot, although I do believe there's a definite connection between New Haven and state revenue. And the more state revenue New Haven can get, then the better it feels it is. And, of course, there are those who look at the legalization of marijuana as nothing more than yet another revenue grab by the state of Connecticut. And think about what Representative Sam Balsito said on Brad and Dan this morning, and we'll get to that at some point, because he said a couple of things I found very interesting in regards to the governor's budget. But let's not get off topic. The topic here right now is marijuana. And you've got particularly the Senate President pro tempore, which is a very important position when you are the Senate President pro tempore as opposed to just the Senate President. That pro tempore is an extremely important description. And the Senate President pro tempore, Martin Looney Jr. from New Haven, is for legalizing pot. He's among those who introduced a bill to legalize pot for recreational purposes. And then you've got Representative Juan Candelora from New Haven, who also wants to legalize pot. And you've heard the reasons if you tuned into Brad and Dan, and I'm sure you've heard the reasons before, that this is a good thing. You know, we're losing the so-called war on drugs. If alcohol is legal, then why not legalize marijuana? What an opportunity for the state to come above ground on this issue rather than allowing the underground issue to flourish. What a great opportunity to be above board and allow the legal sale of pot rather than the underground economy to flourish. So you hear the explanations. It's not a gateway drug. It is a gateway drug. Well, it might not be on the surface a gateway drug, but it leaves you open to using other drugs. But what do you think? Should we legalize marijuana here in the state of Connecticut? Now, medicinal marijuana is legal, but we're talking about marijuana for recreational purposes. 888-574-2723 is our telephone number. Let's start with Dave in Waterbury. Welcome to CT on the Hill, Dave.
Hi, Dan. This is going to give me an opportunity to argue with somebody, not you, of course, but, you know, Dan, for years I've been trying to convince people that marijuana is a gateway drug. And none other than Yale University has concluded that twice with a study, and one a fairly recent study, and one years ago. And the argument, of course, that goes against that is, well, you know, I know people who smoke marijuana, and they never went on to heroin, and most people don't. We know that. But if you take people who are on drugs, most of them started on marijuana. So, I mean, that in and of itself is pretty startling. Second thing is that there's plenty of research. There's been studies, for example, done on rhesus monkeys who were forced to smoke marijuana. Then their brains were examined after a long-term use of marijuana. And it definitely has a physiological impact on the brain. It makes people less attentive and less sharp. So that in itself, I think, would argue against it. But, Dan, the other thing is that even if it isn't physically addictive like heroin, it's pretty clear it's psychologically addictive. And the last argument that people make is, well, what about liquor? You know, in any sane society, liquor would be outlawed. But we know that liquor can't be because we've had practically all of our existence drinking alcohol of some sort, and we are culturally, inclined to do that. But if you think about the effects of liquor, they're pretty bad. And the one distinction between drinking liquor and smoking marijuana is that every time you take a marijuana cigarette, you do for the express purpose of getting high. There are plenty of people who drink liquor who don't do it for getting high. I have an O'Doul's beer every night. It has a trace of alcohol in it. I just do it to have a good beer. So those are my arguments, and I'm just so disgusted, really. That's the only word I could use, with people who, now that we need tax money, would do this. If we want to solve the tax problem of the state, we should look at what's going on. Dan, I am really heartbroken by the amount of friends and even relatives who are really considering moving out of the state. I'm talking about lifelong friends. I'm a senior citizen. They're retired. They can't see spending their money staying in this state because they're on retirement incomes. Or even some people are on great incomes, but they just don't see spending the money on taxes.
Right.
And that's their choice. But, we are upside down. We are a welfare magnet state. We should be doing whatever we can to convince people, and that would be also to curtail the spending on welfare benefits. We should do everything we can to convince people to go to another state and find a job. But that's not happening.
No, it's not.
You know? So thanks for letting me get this off my chest.
Dave, great call. Thank you. 888-574-2723 is our telephone number. Ron in Meriden. Welcome to CT on the Hill, Ron.
Good morning, Dan. Absolutely, I think it's time for marijuana to be legalized, whether it's in Connecticut or in the whole nation. I think it's time, and especially in Connecticut, we got so many problems here, and we need to pay for them. And I really believe that marijuana will help, in addition to other ideas, maybe to come up with the income needed to pay for all these people we have for services that I think. The marijuana, I would like to see legal for a couple of different reasons. One, I would like to see the stuff that's safe, where the Department of Consumer Protection would also be in part taken to make sure that anybody that gets a license to sell or grow this, to make sure the stuff is right and it's making sure that it's accounted for and not going out the back door, mm-hmm. making sure that all these dealers in the state of Connecticut can't make any more money at it because the marijuana will be at a higher, it'd be a better grade, better strains, and they won't have the money to come in to keep these drug cartels in business with the marijuana because there's so much of it out there, and it's really bad. Right. You get a better product for cheaper money, mm-hmm. and it'd be safer. And then we'll have to spend so much money on law enforcement enforcing all these laws that come with the use of marijuana. People that have never been arrested or in trouble with the law or have a better, different, whatever way of life won't have this on their record. They won't be getting into trouble with it. It would be enforced just like alcohol if you were driving and so forth. You could apply almost the same laws. And I just think it would be. The state of Connecticut really needs the additional revenue, and it would be safer. And, again, it's about getting all the criminals to stop selling marijuana, get the money in the state of Connecticut where it belongs.
So you obviously have stated your reasons. You're for legalizing marijuana. Ron, thanks for the call. 888-574-2723 is our telephone number. Should marijuana be legalized? Let's go to Mark in West Hartford. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Dan, long-time listener, 100-time caller. How you doing?
I love it.
Hey, how ironic. In your show with Brad earlier, you had somebody call. He said he was involved in science somehow for employment. He had four kids, two were in college. He sounded like he was, you know, very successful, except I think it was Brad asked him why he smokes. And he said, oh, it calms me down. And then he mentioned how he had anxiety issues. Now, do you know what one of the side effects to habitual pot smoking is? Not even a heavy pot smoker, just a routine pot smoker.
Anxiety.
Exactly. So I was kind of laughing. And here, I like to gather information. You look online, all that. But then, really, the bottom line for me is what I've experienced in my life. I'm 57. I was a teenager all through the 70s. My friends who opted to continue to smoke weed right now in their mid to late 50s, some of my friends are in their early 60s, if I was to pick the percentages or the group of friends I have not done well in life, it is the routine pot smoker. They have collectively not been able to hold down a job. The relationships, once divorced, twice divorced, the ones that opted to have children, they have strained relationships. They're paranoid. I've got one friend, the only thing he likes to do, he loves music. About twice a year, I have to go pick him up at the house. He doesn't like to drive. He's forced to. He lives in a paranoid state. So, you know, let me tell you something. It is very effective. These people who think, and forget the money. It's not, you know, like one guy brought up, it's just freedom to smoke. Well, again, I talked about protesting, how it's not free. It costs us taxpayers a lot of money to hire these cops. Well, guess what? As these people are paranoid, they can't hold down a job, they collect unemployment maybe for 6 months, or whatever issues they might have health-wise or in their personal life, it costs us money. So it's not free.
The cost to society. What's the cost to society by legalizing these drugs?
Exactly. So, you know, and if anybody ever wants to, you know, I know one of them, he wouldn't mind it. You know, he struggles on a routine basis. He's almost 60 now. And, you know, I think almost every conversation I have with him leads to him like, yeah, I had, a couple of drinks and I smoked. And they don't want to do anything. Let me tell you, these people just have no energy at all. So, I mean, if that's what you want in society, God bless you, but I don't want it. You know, now, hey, if somebody, my sister has MS once in a while, when she has an exacerbation, she's going to smoke. By all means, you know. Get the stuff that's going to make you feel, you know, as best as possible, relaxed. But to smoke it just to get high, yeah, I think people are misguided. And forget the money aspect. They talk about money. That's a joke right there. We're trying every which way to make money, but the right way.
There you go, right there. That says it all. Mark, great call. Thank you. 888-574-2723 is our telephone number. Should we legalize pot? Coming back here on CT on the Hill.
The only show talking about Connecticut politics. CT on the Hill with Dan Lovallo, the talk of Connecticut.
888-574-2723 is our telephone number. The big conversation, because at the state legislature today, one of the legislative committees will hold a public hearing on whether marijuana should be legalized in Connecticut for recreational purposes. Let's go to Mike in Glastonbury. Welcome to CT on the Hill, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dan. In the big building called the House of Authority, there are many revolving doors. And some dead alleys, too, blind alleys, I should say. Has anybody been describing from the point of view of how the setup or legal structure of an authority would be that controlled the distribution or the use of marijuana? Was it going to be a tax-free or a tax-exempt foundation within the state? Is it going to be operated by a licensed contractor? Is it going to be structurally a part of the state itself? I haven't heard any discussion on that one.
Well, my guess is they would model it after a Colorado or a Washington. Obviously, it would be taxed because the state sees revenue in the product. It would be regulated by the state. But I am sure it would be along the lines of the medical marijuana dispensaries we have now, where it would be a private sector enterprise with the state regulating it heavily and the state obviously benefiting from tax revenue.
So there's at least two standards by which the effectiveness of such a clinic could be judged. One would be the value to the consumer. and also the revenue flow to the maintainer of such a situation.
Right.
And that leads to my final suggestion, which is a couple of new inscriptions to be carved upon the building of authority, just as there were three in the novel 1984 by George Orwell. You know those three, Dan.
Yep.
War is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength. My suggestions for the last two, number four and five carvings, addiction is progress, and enough is never enough.
Mike, as always, a pleasure, and thanks for your drawings. They're very educational, and obviously we enjoy them. Thanks.
Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome. 888-574-2723 is our telephone number. Mike is an accomplished cartoonist who sends me his work on a regular basis. Very fascinating. Let's go to Patty in Naugatuck. Welcome to CT on the Hill, Patty.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call. I always love when Mike from Glastonbury calls in. I've heard him for years. He's such a brilliant man, and
yes.
He's so clever.
Yep.
I cannot think of one good reason why we should legalize marijuana. Not one. In fact, it's going to cost us more money in the long run. This is a very unhealthful drug for people, and they're not. And when you give to young people and condone it and accept it, it makes it look like it's okay. They even are finding now it's not good for young people's brains. Their brains are not fully grown, and how it affects them. I cannot see one advantage. And, you know, it's a smoke, Dan. It was like cigarettes when they came out earlier on. My parents used to say they told people to smoke right after World War II and that kind of thing. And later on they found out all these health hazards due to it. Smoke goes in your mouth, your throat, your lungs. I can't see how that's healthful. You'll have people driving. It is a mind-altering drug. You know, do we even have accepted levels of it like we even do with alcohol? And I'm not condoning driving with any substance abuse or any kind, but this is a very dangerous precedent. And you know what? It's really money that is not coming to the state for any healthful reasons at all. It's such a destructive kind of way of obtaining money. And if we want really good money to come into the state, it's jobs from good placements, from good companies, that kind of thing. Things that hurt people, I really don't think that's healthful money coming into the state. And I really feel bad for all the young people because we are really sending them bad messages and mixed messages. They do say they are gateway drugs. And when people, you encourage this, you know what, if people are young, they can get into this avenue, and it's very hard for these people to get off the avenue. And later on, we're working for health centers to get people off of being able to take drugs. I don't see one advantage. It may look like the money looks good, but the money is not from a good source, and it's going to hurt people.
Patty, great call. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
888-574-2723, our telephone number, should we legalize marijuana. Liam in Hartford, welcome to CT on the Hill, Liam. Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, Liam, you're on the air.
Hey, Brad, I've been listening to you for a while. I find you quite interesting.
Well, I think Brad is great, too, but this isn't Brad, this is Dan.
Oh, Dan, pardon me. I wrote a couple notes to myself as I sat here this morning and I listened to all the different callers that called in. And I don't want to take up much of your time, but I just want to hit a couple of quick points. Are you aware of the history of why cannabis is illegal?
What is the history?
Okay. Well, there was a guy with the last name of Anslinger, and his job was to keep alcohol illegal during the Prohibition period. And as soon as that was done, he had a big organization of employees, and they all needed something to do.
Okay,
so
but Liam, but the issue, Liam, is how do you feel? Should marijuana be legalized?
Well, I was trying to preface how I feel with facts because I haven't heard a lot of facts this morning. So the way that I feel is that you and all of your listeners seem to have confirmation bias where you look around and you see what you want to see. And you've been indoctrinated with falsehoods that have led you to believe these things. So I was calling to try to articulate a couple of different ideas to you that you may not have had before.
Well, we don't have much time to articulate here. So are you for or against legalizing pot?
I would just point to Portugal and I would say, look at their drug problems and look what they did and look where they are now.
Okay. Why can't you give me a yes or no?
Last thing, Dan, is I would say look at D.C. I haven't seen anybody point to the fact that D.C. has had cannabis be legal for over 3 years. They haven't been complaining about any problems. And last note I wanted to point to is that this has been the cannabis laws have been a systematic way of holding down minorities, and that is why they were also created. Cannabis became called marijuana in order to subjugate African Americans and Mexicans.
Okay, Liam, thanks for the call. This is
all the people calling are racist, and they don't realize it.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Liam. Well, there you go. All of us who are opposed to legalizing pot were racists, and we obviously don't understand the history of cannabis. And, well, you heard what he had to say. Just give me a yes or no, or, you know, explain why you want pot legalized, but now we're all racists who oppose the legalization of pot. 888-574-2723 is our telephone number. Should we legalize pot? We'll be back with the discussion after the news. Stay tuned.
Back to CT on the Hill with Dan Lovallo.
Only on the Talk of Connecticut.
888-574-2723 is our telephone number. Welcome back. We are asking the question, do you support or oppose legalizing marijuana? The state legislature, one of the committees today, has a hearing on several bills that support legalizing marijuana. Let's go to Bob in Prospect. Welcome to CT on the Hill, Bob.
Good morning, Dan. I would oppose it, and I'll just give you a couple reasons. One, we have people that can't even stay in their lanes now driving because of phones. Just imagine people stoned on their phones texting how many accidents we're going to have. Number two, if the state was doing really well and we were flourishing, would these lawmakers be sitting in the same spot they are now thinking about legalizing it? I don't really think so. And another thing is Colorado, I seen a thing on Discovery about it. It's not going to stop the drug trade because if you're taxing the marijuana, it costs more. So the people that grow it and sell it will still be doing it, but it'll be done easier because law enforcement won't be focused on it anymore. So that's all I got to say.
Bob, well put. Thanks for the call. You're welcome. 888-574-2723. Robin in Watertown. Welcome to CT on the Hill, Robin.
Hi. Hi, Dan. I've never called a radio program before, so I'm kind of nervous.
Take a nice deep breath and relax. It's just you and me having a conversation.
Okay. First of all, I think that having just more money come into the state, if the state isn't more fiscally responsible, it's not going to mean anything. They're just going to, you know, spend the money foolishly like they've been doing. And I think, you know, we'll just find ourselves in a mess again. I oppose the selling of marijuana. And most of all, it's because my son is a recovering heroin addict.
Wow.
And he started with smoking pot. And I do believe that, you know, once people start smoking pot and they're looking for something that's maybe more fun or another thrill, and that most of the people who do take heroin started with smoking pot. And I'm totally against it.
You know, Robin, it's interesting because on Brad and Dan this morning, we got a call from an addict who said that he's recovering, obviously. But he said, for those who don't believe that marijuana isn't a gateway drug, he said sometimes what happens is you're at a party, you're with friends, you start smoking marijuana, have a little alcohol, and then the next thing you know, you're feeling nice and loose, and someone comes along and says, here, try this, and they shoot you up with heroin, or they have white powder and say, sniff this, and you're feeling so loose and relaxed and not thinking straight, that's how you get hooked on the harder drugs.
I think also just the fact that somebody opens themselves up to taking any drug, and then they think, okay, this is safe. You know, I haven't overdosed or anything on marijuana. But then they're open to taking other drugs. And I think that's one of the most dangerous things about it. I also wonder about these, you know, they say that if it's sold legally, then we're going to be putting these criminals out of business. These people who sell drugs are criminals. They're not going to go out of business. They're just going to find another way to make money illegally. We don't know what that'll be. Maybe it'll be selling harder drugs. Maybe it'll be, you know, home invasions. But they're not people who are looking to make an honest living to begin with.
Well put. Robin, great call. Call again.
Thank you.
Take care. 888-574-2723. Pete in East Hartford. Welcome to CT on the Hill, Pete.
Hey, good morning, Dan.
Morning.
Let me tell you, I'd like to articulate that I vote no, and I also like to articulate that I'm not a racist. Legalizing pot, come on, it's ridiculous. Okay, I support it for medical use under very strict control and guidelines, but, you know, generally speaking, and again, it's my opinion, it's not fact, I believe most pot smokers are slackers, and they're looking for another reason to be more of a slacker. But anyhow, it's just going to slow people down. It's going to slow down their driving reaction when they're on the road. We don't need it, Dan. It's nothing but trouble.
Pete, how did we account for these polls in the Quinnipiac poll last year showed 60% in this state support legalizing marijuana? What do we make of that?
Well, it depends who they're polling, you know.
Yeah.
The thing too is, look at, you know, with the revenue stream. Remember when they came out with the lottery? It was supposed to go to education and so forth. Forget it. That went south. Now the whole thing about the tax money, forget it. So what are they going to make legal next to raise more tax money? They need to do something positive. Yeah, and this is, in my opinion, this is not a positive move, okay? Pot smoking should not be legalized.
Pete, great call. Thank you. 888-574-2723, our telephone number. Mary Ann in East Hampton. Welcome to CT on the Hill, Mary Ann.
Hi, this is Mary Ann First Marita. I've been up there for 40 years, going up there fighting against marijuana. I introduced a Marijuana Today booklet to the House of Representatives up there. I had 25 copies. They were getting ready to vote for it. When they read the book, they defeated the bill. They killed the bill because it really was put out by 45, was written by 45 top scientists who are against marijuana, and they talked about how it damages the lungs, reproductive damage, and it stays in the system for 30 days. It also, the THC from the 70s was like 1%. Now it's like 9 or 10%. You asked that fellow before, that was before me, why the polls show so high. Have you ever read anything against marijuana in the newspaper or on the news? I mean scientific, nothing. It's a blackout, Dan. It's a real blackout, and that's what I told the representatives when I went up there. And I actually testified against because I had a family member who has been destroyed by that. Mm-hmm. They went on. And, you know, 10% of the people that smoke pot go on to the other stuff. It's a gateway. And I've been fighting this for 40 years.
So, Marianne, why is it back again? Why are we having the fight again?
Because we have a lot of dopes, real dopes, in the legislature that are putting that out like that. They think this is going to solve the problem. We're going to have nothing but more problems, like that fellow said that was on before me. The driving, I mean, their conceptions, mental conception is all screwed up when they smoke pot. And, you know, they should be testing people for every accident that's on the highway. They should test them for drugs, which they don't do. If they did that, they would see that most of the time it's because of drugs.
So you're going to the hearing today?
I'm going up there, yep. This will probably be my last time because for 40 years, like I said, I'm 83, but I'm still going to go. This is my last fling up there. Yeah. But hopefully it'll touch some hearts. I have the one book left out of the 250 that I was given, and I gave the last 25 out in 1979 to the legislators in the House. And they killed the bill once they saw it because it was so bad. And can you imagine, that's 1979.
Yeah, that's right.
Today it's even worse.
Yeah. Wow.
So, Dan, just keep up the good work. You're on the right side. And I'm going to get up there. Hopefully Connecticut citizens for decency will be heard again.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Be well.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
You too. Take care. Now, there's passion right there. Passion. Fighting the fight. For 38 years. Let's go to Peter in Waterbury. Welcome to CT on the Hill, Peter.
Yes, good day. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I'm definitely against it. It's the worst thing you could possibly do. We're not going to have the best and the brightest anymore. We're going to have the dumbest and the worst, you know. And then all our industry will move out of Connecticut. Why would they want to stay in Connecticut if they're going to legalize marijuana? They're going to have to deal with that problem manufacturing. You know, you see electric boats, of course, they'll move out of Connecticut. They'll go to some state where this isn't, you know, the drug culture, basically. And why don't they test this, our legislators, too? They should regularly be tested for that, you know. We don't know where they stand. We know where they stand. They're like, what, how many want it, how many don't want it, but... They test their blood, their levels, cut their trim their hair off and see what's going on because, you know, we're getting, they want to pass all these dopey bills and they're probably a bunch of dopes themselves.
Well, Peter, what do you think of this thrust here in the state during this legislative session to be pushing legalizing marijuana and another casino? What does that say for our state?
It doesn't say very much good, I'll tell you. It just doesn't. Don't listen to the people. I know why we can't get a referendum in the state. That would be great. Now, why is it up to the legislature to offer that type of a, you know, you might say change, you know? But, I mean, you know, they'll never give it to us, but there must be some way we could get that. But it's awful. It's just awful. We can't legalize that because, like I said, the best and the brightest graduating, we won't have them anymore, and we'll just have a bunch of losers, basically, you know, because that stuff will definitely kill the brain, you know. I never used it. I was in the military 14 years, so I know they won't get the best and the brightest in the sub-school in Groton either, you know.
Peter, thanks for the call, and thanks for your service to our country.
Thank you. God bless you. Have
you
a great
too.
Day.
You too. 888-574-2723 is our telephone number. Should we legalize pot? Coming back with your calls after this.
CT on the Hill with Dan Lovallo on the Talk of Connecticut.
888-574-2723 is our telephone number. Should marijuana be legalized? Let's go to Jose in Hartford. Good morning, Jose.
Hey, good morning. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
As far as the marijuana goes, I'm a cop for 15 years. I'm a street cop, not behind a desk or anything like that. And I'm just giving you the cop's perspective. I've heard some of your callers. They brought up some good points. I'm not even going to argue their points as far as not legalizing the marijuana and so forth. But from the street cop's perspective, I would rather deal with somebody who's on marijuana than drinking alcohol any given day. Alcohol, it's a landslide as far as problem when it comes to alcohol as opposed to marijuana. DUIs, domestic disturbances especially. I mean, so many domestics that I have been to, I mean, really ugly ones, never once because of marijuana. Always because if there's a substance involved, it's always alcohol. One of the other, or even both of them, are intoxicated, and it's just an uncontrollable situation. As far as the talking points that people brought up, as far as gateway drugs, the psychological effect, and so forth, let me just say, the younger generation does not buy it. People who are like in their teens right now, they do not buy any of that. They go on the internet, they research their own stuff. Some of it's factual, some of it's not. But believe me, they just read what they read and they absorb what they want to absorb, and they don't believe that it really affects them. They just treat it like if it was drinking coffee or something.
Hmm. Wow. Well, Jose, thank you very much for sharing your perspective on this.
Anytime.
You take care. 888-574-2723 is our telephone number. Jose, a Hartford police officer on the streets. Let's go to Jerry in Waterbury. Jerry, welcome to CT on the Hill.
Yeah, Dan, I got to mimic what that Mark said. I grew up in the 70s, too. It's the same thing when you work around people who's done that for, you know, like 40 years. They're like walking slugs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everyone who did it for that long, I mean, they got the same, no ambition. You can't even be around them anymore.
Yeah.
So that is a long-term effect. It has to do something to your brain.
So you are opposed, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Jerry. Thank you for sharing your comments with our audience. You have
okay.
a great day.
Yeah, thanks.
Take care. 888-574-2723, our telephone number. Should we legalize marijuana? Barbara in Hartford. Welcome to CT on the Hill, Barbara.
Hi, Dan. Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling in not because I want to smoke marijuana, but I want it to be decriminalized.
Okay.
Because at the Hartford Public Library last week, they put on a movie called The 13th Fem, 13th Fem.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very informative. And also, there's a book called The New Jim Crow. And the only reason it was criminalized in the first place was to lock up black men. They built prisons just for that sort. So if you want to free your mind, check out those two informative pieces of information. It might help people to understand that it was never a war against drugs. It was a war against black men, and it has been since slavery. So we're just going through a new form of slavery, and it's called the New Jim Crow. Have you ever heard of the New Jim Crow?
I have not, but we had a caller earlier in the program alluding to what you stated in regards to it essentially being a move to restrict black people. But that said, Barbara, haven't they here in this state, and aren't we in other states across the country, decriminalizing marijuana as to the offenses over the amount of marijuana you're carrying if you're caught?
There are boys in prison for 30 years for having less than an ounce.
Yeah.
So look at those two movies, okay. 13th and The New Jim Crow is a book. There's so much information out there about marijuana. And I think at the same time that Nancy Reagan was telling the children to just say no to drugs, mm-hmm. they were lining up in school, taking Ritalin. Now, drugs are not for little children. They wasn't created for little children. But look how many little children are on drugs. At the same time that they were saying, say no to drugs, kids was lining up for their Ritalin. That's all I have to say.
Barbara,
I think people need to free their mind, and the rest will follow.
Okay, great call.
Okay,
thank you, Barbara.
Bye.
You take care. 888-574-2723. Dana in Portland. Welcome to CT on the Hill, Dana.
Hi, how's it going? I just wanted to say my main issue with the criminalization of marijuana is that you're putting all the power in the hands of the cartels. By keeping it illegal, you know, you're putting billions of dollars in the hands of this narco state in Mexico. And you got to think of the tens of thousands of people who are killed over this. You know, so, I mean, as far as I understand this old generation that were raised on propaganda movies like Reefer Madness and all this kind of stuff, but you just cannot compare marijuana to other drugs like opiates and cocaine, the hard drugs. I mean, it's just an entirely different class of intoxicant. And if we don't have the freedom to make our own choices and be responsible at an individual level, then, you know, the Constitution isn't worth the paper it's written on.
Dana, what about those who say that marijuana is a gateway drug?
Well, but you could say the same thing for alcohol. I tried alcohol before I tried marijuana and so on. And, you know, I mean, when you look at the number of accidents, DUIs, domestic abuse, you know, I mean, you just can't compare. And usually when somebody is under the influence of marijuana, they're also under the influence of another drug when they get into an accident. Most people who drive high are driving 25 miles an hour, and they're paranoid, and they're looking constantly over their shoulder. And, you know, I mean, it's I see the hypocrisy when, you know, we allow tobacco, which we know causes cancer. I mean, that's okay, but, you know, marijuana is not. So I just those are my main points, and thank you for allow me on.
Dana, thanks for calling. 888-574-2723. Joan in Berlin. Welcome to CT on the Hill, Joan.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. This is very interesting conversations that you have going.
You're welcome.
And I'm pretty much in agreement with a lot of the callers that you've had. I am opposed to the legalization of marijuana for many reasons. It is a gateway drug. I think if we all look at members of our family, we will find one person who always said, I'm in control, and I know how to handle it. I can turn it on and off. I myself have a brother, a very dear brother, who I lost to all the drugs many, many years ago, and he's in a convalescent home today. So for those people who think, you know, that we're the old generation, you know, like our parents before us, we kind of have to listen to our folks a little bit because they've been down that path, and we might be trying to save this generation from being enslaved by this drug. Now, I'm not talking about black or white. I'm just saying as a populace, if you unleash this into society, these people become slugs. They don't work. They sleep. They don't care because all they have to do is light up and forget. and they expect society to take care of them. And so for a lot of different reasons on a lot of different levels, I'm very adamant about this. I do not want it legalized.
Joan, great call. Thank you. 888-574-2723, our telephone number. David in Springfield. Welcome to CT on the Hill.
Concerning this marijuana issue, it should be approached with an intelligent point of view instead of the unintelligent point of view they're using in America. The idea is this. Legalization of marijuana, I think, is a good idea to take it out of the hands of the criminal element, people who don't pay taxes. And taxes are the price we pay for civilization. It should be legalized for that reason and that reason only. But there should be very strong controls over it. It should not be permitted. There should be, they have laws and they're not enforcing them. Federal, state, local. It should not be inserted into the food supply. Those laws should be enforced. And any candy manufacturer or food manufacturer, food distributor, whatever word you want to use, who inserts it into the food supply should be promptly indicted by a state grand jury or a federal grand jury. And it should be labeled as a product which damages your lungs. It damages your health, just like you have legal tobacco, which is labeled for that reason. It's damaging to your health.
You know, David, I can respect your opinion, but aren't you being rather haughty when you say that those whose opinion happen to be opposed to yours are unintelligent? That's pretty harsh, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it's not very smart when they're allowing, I think it's in Colorado, they're allowing it to be put into the food supply, into candy. I don't call that intelligent.
No, you made it sound like those who are opposed to legalizing marijuana are presenting an unintelligent view.
Well, I didn't present it that way.
Okay, well, that's how it came across. I must have misinterpreted you.
But I believe that as I say, it should be repeated again and again. Legalization of marijuana should be permitted mainly for the reason to take it out of the hands of the criminal element, the people who don't pay taxes. If it's labeled and sold legally, at least you're getting tax money from it. But it should be labeled as damaging to your health, just like tobacco. And as I said again, it should be enforced rigorously, the federal and state local regulations that prevent a deleterious substance from being put into the food supply.
All right, David, thanks for the call and your input. Boy, that's going to do it. Well, thank you very, very much for calling the program and listening to the program today. The best of Ed is coming up next, Ed says, so you keep it tuned right here to listen to the best of Ed. Of course, it all starts again tomorrow morning at 5 with the Brad Davis Show, and then CT on the Hill comes your way at 9. In between is 3 hours of Brad and Dan between 6 and 9, and then Ed says comes your way at 10. Christian Turnquist at the controls doing his usual fine job. Until we meet again, thanks for tuning in and calling, and remember, keep it tuned right here to the Talk of Connecticut.